You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, back in 2021, I did a particular video called Men Will Find a Way. And in that video, I covered an article that was put out by Yahoo called 7 Ways Men Live Without Working in America. Now, that particular article came out a full year before Mike Rowe's article about 7 million men who have completely dropped out of the workforce. Now, one of the reasons why that was stated in the 2021 article was men who live off of pensions. Now, of course, I myself, being a military retiree, I have a nice little pension that comes in every month, which leads to the title of this video. I'm dropping out of the workforce, the traditional workforce, that is. Yes, the old job that I've had for so long, it's time for me to go ahead and drop that. And of course, the typical boomer boss, he's like, well, what are you going to do? Always the infamous question to try to invoke a sense of fear into the normie. Well, what are you going to do? What's your plan? I told him, listen, when you first bought the store, when we had our big powwow, I told you, and you seem to have forgotten something. I'm only here because I want to be here. When I decide that I no longer want to be here, guess what? I'm putting in my 2-week notice. However, he definitely forgot a lot of the words that I myself and the old crew tried to tell him. Namely, the fact that he's cheap as fuck and refused to hire new people. Every time somebody told him, hey, I'm putting in my 2-week notice, the first thing he should have done was said, oh, you know what? I got a folder full of people who I can pick from who would be a good replacement. Oh, no, 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 no. Once again, typical boomer fashion. Try to invoke fear and say, oh, you know what? I need to keep this job no matter what. Oh, hell no, no. The guy's not necessarily bad. He just refuses to listen. So the old crew, one by one, they all walked away until I was the last man standing. Now, I told him, hey, it's not about money. Because the first thing he tried to do when I told him that I was leaving, oh, you know what? If money's the thing, I can give you a raise. And which I looked at him and was like, yeah, no, no. I told you, it's not about the money for me. I can go ahead and walk away anytime I want. And guess what? I will be just fine. Then he's like, of course, you know, you got a family and all. I'm like, yeah, I do have a family, but guess what? She's a nurse. She makes way more than me, so she's good. And since we live separately, I'm perfectly content to sustain myself with my pension. I'm good. Well, I said, yeah, exactly. Remember, I told you, I'm only here because I want to be here. I don't need to work, per se. Cut a lot of my expenses. I'm good to go. I'm doing just fine. But, gentlemen, yeah, any situation that you're in that you don't want to be in, have a backup plan, and be ready to exit. Now, for me, my backup plan has always been DoorDash. Why? Because I'm in full control. I work when I want. I ain't got to listen to nobody. I can refuse orders. It's wonderful. For me, it's the perfect damn gig. It truly is. So, one day, when shit went south, I was like, you know what? I really don't need to be here anymore. Scratch that. I don't want to be here anymore. And that's when, you know, he came back. The other woman came back. And I was like, you know what? Hell, the gang's all here. Here's my official 2-week notice. I'm out. You might want to find me a replacement. Scratch that. You need to find me a replacement. But of course, I've not been training a replacement. But hey, still, my final week starts today. At the end of the week, turn in my store key. Boom. And of course, to answer his question of what's my plan, I said, well, my plan consists of two things. First, give myself a bunch of R&R. Second, I'm going to live life. That's it. I'm going to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and with who I want to do it with. That is it. Especially when you look at a lot of these companies, let's focus in on the Yellow Corporation, the Yellow trucking industry, or should I say company? Yeah, that guy that lost his pension after 30 years, he had every right to flip the fuck out. Surprisingly, he didn't end up, you know, going postal. But if he would have, hey, I understand. Lots and lots of companies are going under. But yet, you still got people out here talking about, oh, they're winning. Oh, no. Most people cannot see the true reality. Me, I'm good. I am good. As long as the government exists, guess what? I still get my monthly payment. And besides, when you look at the new military, there are no longer people doing, you know, the whole 20 years. The vast majority of people will not make that 20-year mark. I think the last time I checked, only like 12% of military people actually make it to 20 years to get the retirement. So yeah, but hey, if you're a regular normie and you decide it's time for you to leave wherever you're working, do it. Make sure you got enough socked away. Make sure you're living a minimalist lifestyle and leave. But all in all, fellas, a job is just like a relationship, believe it or not. When it's no longer worth it, find another backup plan, walk the fuck away. Seriously. But, you know, all in all, these boomer bosses, yeah, not even worth it. Do not put your life into that job, because understand, you can always be replaced, which is why, in my humble opinion, more and more men have dropped out of the traditional workforce. Notice, they said just the workforce. I'm adding the traditional workforce. Why? Because more and more people are getting tired of it. It's a trap, believe it or not. It is a stone cold trap. But like I said, more and more people are waking up. They're realizing, you know what? Why am I going to put myself into this damn hamster wheel? I'll tell you why. the absolute insatiable greed of modern women. And let me be specific, modern Western women. Yep. Remember, gentlemen, you're supposed to be their retirement plan. And let's go ahead and bring up the passport, brothers. Why are so many women still talking about the passport, brothers? Oh, these guys are broke. They just can't hack it here in America. Why should they have to hack it in America? See, once again, struggle, strife, all that nonsense. No, gentlemen, no. Nope, nope, nope. You deserve a good, relaxing life just like everybody else. And if you can't get that here in America, guess what? Go abroad for it. Yeah, these modern women, why do you think inflation is so out of control? Let's get down to brass tacks. Modern women's insatiable greed, their insatiable appetite. Remember, what's the one thing that women want the most? More. And guess what? More men have realized it's not worth it. That's another reason why so many men have dropped out of the workforce. Why am I going to feed an insatiable beast? Nope. Nope. I can make just enough to sustain myself and I'm good. Hey, it is what it is. But yeah, all in all, I'm quitting the old traditional job. Gonna focus more on this DoorDash gig. And even if I decide that I no longer want to do that, I'm still good with my pension. So yeah, hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Do you know any men who have decided, you know what? I'm going to drop out of the traditional workforce too. I've seen what my labor really comes with. And yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. Especially when it comes to taxes and all that stuff. Yeah, more and more men have dropped out. Which is why, like I said, the article from Mike Rowe had so many normies in an absolute frenzy. Because guess what? Men are the economic engine that drive this society. And guess what that engine no longer has? Fuel. Guess what? Women were the fuel for the engine. Yeah, the fuel's been taken away. So men have decided, you know what? I'm going to wake up. Which is why I always say feminism was the greatest thing that modern men could ever find out about. Why? Because it freed us in the long run. I bet they didn't see that coming. They did not see the awakening of men coming. So yeah, hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.